from the Normandy docks in New York.
Ah, but that big contract was waiting for you.
Ah, that's what you think. Waiting for me was a contrite sister, tearfully explaining that there was no part for me in the Cohan show, that it was all a trick to get me home. I was both heartbroken and Irish mad.
But it didn't stop you for very long.
It came so close to doing that, Tom. My sister and I haunted producers' offices, and finally she got me an audition with the famous theatrical team of Rodgers and Hart. After that, it was just a matter of working my way up.
And to those who might think working one's way up is a simple matter, that means starting as a chorus girl and sweating out several seasons as a featured player until finally those magic lights on Broadway spelled out, let's face it, starring Mary Jane Walsh. Well, all of us who hear you now, Mary Jane, agree certainly with the Rodgers and Hart decision that you were star material, especially when you sing such a tailored opus as the Cole Porter song you're treating Chicagoans to nightly in the production of Let's Face It. And that song, Everything I Love.
If I were Lord Byron, I'd write on retiring a poem inspiring a killadillaroo. Too bad I'm no poet, I happen to know it. But anyway, here's a roundelay that I wrote last night about you. You are to me everything. My life to be everything. When in my sleep you appear, fair skies of deep blue appear. Each time our lips touch again, I yearn for you so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are everything I love. Each time our lips touch again, I yearn for you oh so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are everything I love.
Cleve, just the other day I met a fellow who said that Fitch shaving cream really lives up to its name.
Yes, Tom, thousands of men have discovered that Fitch's no-brush shaving cream lives up to that famous name of Fitch. Fitch's no-brush shaving cream is specially designed for you fellows who complain of having a sensitive skin. The special skin conditioner that is blended into the shave cream prepares your face for the shave and helps to mellow those whiskers, too. Second, Fitch's no-brush has a just right consistency. Not too thin, not too thick, but super smooth to help your razor glide along easily. Third, Fitch's no-brush has the ingredients of an aftershave lotion blended into the cream. The minute you finish shaving, your face feels pleasantly cool. For you fellows who like a lather cream, Fitch's brush cream also contains the special skin conditioner. Gives plenty of foamy lather when applied with a soft brush. If you haven't tried one of these two grand shave creams, then tomorrow, switch to Fitch for solid comfort shaving. Both Fitch's no brush and brush creams come in two sizes, 25 and 50 cents.
Betty, it appears that Father's Day tie of yours is not the only unusual thing in evidence today. I'm referring to those unusual music stands the boys are using. Are those real war stamps you've used as decorations?
That's right, Tom, and we're mighty proud of those stands.
Well, I can see why you would be, but what good are the stamps now that you have them covered with varnish?
Absolutely no good. At least they have no cash value anymore. You see, when we first hit on this idea, we decided we might just as well make it a genuine patriotic gesture and cancel those stamps by eliminating their value.
Well, I think it's a mighty clever idea and certainly explains those Treasury Department citations of yours because, you see, passengers, this amounts to an outright donation to their government by Woody Herman and his boys. Woody, a little earlier in the show, we heard that terrific medley of three tunes you helped to popularize, and from all reports, the tune coming up is destined to join those others. As a matter of fact, I can already hear Woody Herman fans here in the front row murmuring, "Milkman, keep those bottles quiet."
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quota all right. Now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I got to dig myself some knots. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now the noise of the riveter I don't mind, because the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't help punching with the victory crew. You're making me punch you with that bottle's mood. I want to give my all if I'm going to give it, but I got to get my shut eye if I'm going to rivet. So bail out, bud, with the milk barrage. It's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, stop that gritty riot. Cut out if you can't lullaby it. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been knocking out a fat tank all day, working on a bomber. Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to get my 40 winks. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now, look here, boy. Let's get together on this thing. You gotta keep those bottles quiet tonight. I gotta get me some shut-eye tonight. Man, I've taken so many of those sleeping pills. Boy, will you tell me how many pills you can take? Will you tell me, Davo?
It's bandwagon news time, for which we turn you back to Tom Reddy, who's standing by in the newsroom with the latest reports. Come in, Tom.
General Eisenhower's Supreme Allied Headquarters announced tonight in communique number 26 that our hard-fighting troops, in addition to cutting off the Cherbourg Peninsula, have made steady advances in the center of the line to reach within 6 miles of Saint-Lô. The text of Eisenhower's latest communique says, and we quote, "Allied troops have cut off the Cherbourg Peninsula from the rest of Normandy, reaching the west coast near Barneville-sur-Mer. In the center, a steady advance east of the Vire River has brought us within 6 miles of Saint-Lô. The strong point at Douve, which had been holding out, was captured yesterday with over 150 prisoners. We lost one man killed in the final assault. More than 15,000 prisoners have been counted so far." And that's communique number 26 from the Allied Supreme Headquarters. Our offensive that sealed off the Cherbourg Peninsula and isolated some 30,000 Nazi troops is described tonight as our greatest victory since D-Day itself, when we won the beachheads. However, military experts point out that the Germans, in their usual thoroughness, have been fortifying Cherbourg for years, and the trapped Nazis might be able to hold out in that city for many days. In the skies, more than 1,300 flying fortresses and liberators hammered at oil refineries in northwestern Germany today. Some 500 fighters escorted the heavyweights. In the other theaters of war, French colonials have flushed the Germans from their central and southern strongholds on Elba. On the Italian peninsula, the 8th Army has fought into the outskirts of Perugia, 85 miles north of Rome. In Russia, Soviet troops advancing on the Karelian Isthmus have broken through Finland's Mannerheim Line. That's the third Finnish defense line. As for the latest action over in the Pacific, the Navy announced late today that American troops on Saipan Island in the Marianas have smashed a Jap attempt to counterattack in an amphibious operation. Our armed landing craft repulsed the Nips at a point just south of our beachhead. The Tokyo radio tonight broadcast a totally unconfirmed claim that one American battleship has been sunk and two more battleships and two aircraft carriers heavily damaged since the start of our invasion of the Marianas. In addition, the Nips also claim they shot down 134 American planes, all of which sounds like the Japanese Sandman has quit singing lullabies and started broadcasting over Tokyo radio. And here's a late bulletin just in from New Guinea. It has just been announced that Allied Mitchell medium bombers sank five Japanese merchantmen in a follow-up raid on Sorong in Dutch New Guinea. And that's the news to this moment. Tom Reddy reporting.
Again, passengers, back from a very exciting and enjoyable bandwagon ride in the company of Woody Herman and his fine band, and our lovely guest star, Mary Jane Walsh. Our welcome mats ever out for both of you, so please hurry back. Meantime, the week ahead brings us the return journey to New York and a visit from Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, plus the Mills Brothers. I know that's a bandwagon ride you won't want to miss. We'll count on you. Until then...
Laugh a while, let a song be your style, use Fitch Shampoo.
Yes, after and between Fitch shampoos, you can keep your hair shining and manageable by using a few drops of Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic every day. Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic is not sticky or greasy, yet it gives your hair that well-groomed look. And remember, men, give Fitch's shaving cream a try. Ask for it at your drug counter in the handy glass jars, either no brush or brush type. Generous 25 and 50 cent sizes. This is Cleve Kirby speaking.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.